The Center for Disability Rights in Rochester says that many people with disabilities have been left behind during the coronavirus pandemic. Some senators have some ideas on how to change that. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
Greg Barrettin with the Center for Disability Rights says that an institutional bias in funding for home and community-based services has forced more people with disabilities into nursing facilities. He says that's because certain services are only available to them there. He says this has put them at higher risk of contracting COVID-19.
There's this myth out there that some people are too disabled to be served in the community. Well, I mean, at CDR, we've shown that to be wrong time and time again.
Barrettin says that it's up to the state and federal governments to prioritize community care, especially during the coronavirus pandemic. That's what some senators have also proposed. In a letter to Congress, 20 senators, including Kirsten Gillibrand, said that the public health emergency has exposed a pre-existing scarcity of available resources for those with disabilities. The senators propose at least $50 billion in additional funding for Medicaid and Medicaid home and community-based services, along with expanding paid leave protections for family members in caregiver positions. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.